This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. It is, as always, great to talk Billiken basketball at this time with the head coach of the Billikens, Josh Schertz. He'll be joining us throughout the season when he can here in this 10:30 slot. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you?
Doing great. I know that Friday was a lot of fun to have all the fans there to see the men's and women's programs, but I did want to get right to it and see if you're able to give us an update on Robbie Avila. I know that an ankle injury, it appeared, is going to sideline him for a little bit. How are things looking there?
Yeah, so we did imaging yesterday, scans yesterday, that all came back, negative, which is good for us. Looks like a grade 2 lateral ankle sprain, which the normal, recovery time for that is somewhere between, 2 to 4 weeks, just depending on how somebody heals. So we don't expect, you never know, but we don't expect anything that would sideline him or keep him out of for Santa Clara, and could be back as early as, as 2 weeks, but probably closer to 3, and we'll see. Hopefully he gets one exhibition in and get back in. But all things considered, that morning, that's probably the best case scenario. Just landed on a foot, contesting a shot, and those things happen. Unfortunately, you can't bubble wrap these guys. You got to practice and get up and down. And unfortunately, it happened in a deal like that where it's a scrimmage versus practice. But end of the day, it's as good a news as we could have hoped for.
It's absolutely great news. And there's no doubt that when you're playing basketball and you got feet moving around and feet with feet, things are going to happen. Though I'm surprised. I don't know how have your practices gone? Have you been able to get through those unscathed?
Yeah, we've had things here and there. We've had little bumps and bruises, guys with different things. I think there's always differing schools of thought on this, but my thing is, if you bubble wrap the guys, you spend every time just doing stuff dummy because you're worried about injuries when you have to actually play and it's not dummy and it's full speed and bodies are flying around, then I think you're more apt to get hurt. And so some of it in the preseason is you got to build conditioning, and you also got to build their body armor because they are going to be hitting bodies, and then stuff does happen. You do, unfortunately, in a season, you have injuries, you have illness, guys get dinged. We've had a concussion. We've had a guy in the weight room, do something to his ribs. We've had little things here and there. AJ Casey pulled a hamstring, in that same game there towards the end. And that honestly were, thankfully is also looks to be pretty mild, maybe a week or so for him, week 10 days with a hamstring strain. But, you have all these type of things, but I think for me, That's a part of we gotta have a lot of guys ready to go, and stuff does happen during a season. And but in practice, I think you're trying to prepare them for the games, and the best way to prepare is to get up and down, hit bodies, because when that thing does become full speed, if you haven't done that, I actually think it makes you more susceptible to getting injured, because your body's not ready for the rigors of what's to come.
That's a very good point. And just looking at a silver lining here, does this not create an opportunity for somebody to step in for Robbie and play that position and learn it?
Yeah, no question. I mean, and Robbie's been, I mean, he had a 10-day window where he missed with the back. He had a back flare up, earlier. And so he was out for 10 days. Isaiah's been out for, missed a couple weeks with his knee was inflamed. And we've had guys out for chunks of time, with different things. And so, but this does create opportunities. It gives more repetitions to guys, guys like Kaluanya, who will play some of the trigger, Killian Brokhoff, who will play some of that trigger spot. When AJ's back, he'll get some reps there. So some guys that may get some reps at the five, it gives them some opportunity there that they wouldn't have had. And also with Robbie, we got to get him back so he can get his rhythm. But out of probably anybody in the program in terms of, his understanding systematically and all those things, like that's not an issue for him. He'll be fine, obviously, in that regard. It'll be more just making sure that the conditioning and the rust is, off, and that he's as ready to go as possible, on November 4th. But there's that's the silver lining, in the adversity. The opportunity adversity is more repetitions for those guys, and it helps prepare them because, stuff happens in season, and we may need those guys at the five. I'm sure we will at different points to help us win games. So stuff will happen. So getting them as ready as we can is also part of the process.
Yeah, you typically, having watched your teams at Indiana State, don't go too deep into your bench. But as you mentioned, you got to have people ready to roll. I talked to Gibson Jimerson last week. Boy, does he seem enthusiastic about everything. What has he been like from your perspective?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been an absolute, dream to coach. It'd be hard to find somebody I could enjoy more that, I didn't recruit. And I'd say that, Kellen and Larry have been very much in that same vein of guys that have just, the buy-in has been really authentic and deep, and, they're super committed, great teammates. Gibson's a guy that, what he brings to the table, his intelligence, he's playing with really good toughness. He's obviously, I've been really fortunate. I've coached some amazing shooters, not just, at Indiana State, but going back to my time at Lincoln Memorial, I think Gibb would be a guy that would be at the top end of shooters, just his ability to shoot off movement, his ability to shoot with range. He's got such an unbelievably quick release. He's really tailor-made for this system, his ability to shoot off the move and his ability to move without the basketball and think the game or at such high levels. So it's been a great fit. He's done everything we've asked and more. He's not a guy who's super vocal, but he sets a great example, really models, what we want to be about. And again, when you come into a job and you inherit, guys that didn't come here to play for you, those things can usually go one of two ways. And what he's done along with Kellen and Larry have been just incredible in terms of how committed they've been and how much they've bought into what we're trying to do here, in this iteration of St. Louis basketball.
Yeah, how are Kellen and Larry? I mean, I'll talk about Isaiah Swope here in a second, who, by the way, Gibson said is the quickest player and maybe most explosive player he's ever played against or with. So yep. That's a huge statement. But what sort of effect has that had on Larry and Kellen, and how are they progressing?
Yeah, they've been terrific. You know, Kellen was dealing with a little bit of an Achilles deal, so he missed a few days and was kind of back. I think he'll be full go today. He was, you know, supposed to be a little bit limited in the scrimmage on his progression back, but he's been terrific. Kellen's, he's one of those guys that just, you know, is all about winning, all about the team. What can he do to affect and impact winning? His care level. Is that the highest level in terms of, you know, cares about the right stuff, cares about being a great teammate, one of those guys that every room he walks into, he brightens it, he energizes it with who he is, always got a big smile on his face. And so he's a guy that I just, you know, I'm really excited to get to coach, and we were, you know, thrilled to get the news. He got a redshirt year for his first year where he had that injury, you know, on the scooter. And so he'll have 3 years left of eligibility, which is great news for us. And of course, great news for him. You know, and I expect him to be a big piece. He does a lot of things well. He can get his shoulders by. He's a terrific cutter. He's making threes more consistently. He's learning how to stop. So huge growth for him. Larry, same thing. Larry's been completely bought in, trying to do what he's going to do. He's really trying to compete defensively. He's obviously, along with Gibson, Isaiah, Robbie, in that you know, group of guys that we would say are really high level shooters. He can shoot off movement. He can shoot with range. He's learning how to play without the basketball. He's trying to do things to impact and affect winning outside of just his shooting. And I think he's really bought into trying to do that to become a more, you know, complete player, a two-way player. And so we're seeing a lot of growth out of those guys. And all three of them, you know, have been, again, you know, when you take over a job, they didn't come here to play for me. They didn't come here to play in this system or this culture. And for those three guys to be as adaptable and as committed and as bought in as they are, you know, it's credit to you know, who they are as kids, because that's not an easy transition to make when you're already here. And those guys have made it seamlessly.
And then for Isaiah, obviously the explosiveness is there and the excitement, I know, for fans. I hear buzz from fans are very interested in Max Picard and what he brings to the table. What did you see out of him so far?
Max, I think Max is one of those guys that, you know, his potential is through the roof. You know, he's a legitimate 6'11". He's got a 7'3" wingspan. He moves. He really can slide his feet. He's a guard, you know, at that size. He can handle the ball. He can shoot threes. He's just scratching the surface of what he can be. I don't know when it's going to come together for him. I mean, obviously, he's got to make a jump physically. You know, he's so skinny, and he has such a growth there. And then he's got to figure out kind of how to unlock his whole game, because he has so much to his game. He can really pass. He can facilitate the way Robbie does, but he can step out, shoot threes. He's quick with the basketball. He's terrific in the seams at you know, and getting, you know, creating action and getting in the seams. And at 6'11", he's such a big target. He's a, you know, he's got to figure out cutting, but as he does, again, you know, he's a 6'11" target doing that. So there's just so much to his game, shot blocking, rebounding. He's truly a unicorn. But that doesn't mean that is going to come together for him in November. But it's one of those things we always talk about. You know, we gotta continue to discover the team all season. You know, we can't, you know, it's not like what our lineup is. October 18th is going to be our lineup all season. I'm not one of those coaches that, you know, when we start and have a rotation that's it. Last year it did work out that way. But the year before we made a number of changes. I think 3 or 4 of our starters changed out, even though we won 23 games. We made changes. I think you got to keep your fingers in the pulse of your team all year. And as guys get better, guys fall off, you know, who gives us the best chance to win each and every night? And Max, the guy we got to really, you know, keep close eyes on, develop. And, he's got a chance to have a special, special career, here at St. Louis.
It's exciting to hear. You take on Rockhurst in an exhibition on October 18th, as you mentioned. That's a Friday. The following Friday, Maryville. These are back-to-back exhibitions on Friday nights at Chaffetz Arena before you open with Santa Clara on November 4th. We always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for this, and best of luck in practice today, and best of health to your injured players, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds great, Tom. Appreciate you guys. Hope to see everybody the 18th there at Chaffetz and get this thing off to a great start. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. Josh Schertz, the head coach at St. Louis University. We'll come back, take a look at the St. Louis Blues next. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX, sponsored by Gray Bar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.